This is Sharp Obsidian, a novel written by Joseph Susty, narrated by the author, with Leah Dougal as Julia and a cast including Levi Anderson, Abby Brown, Bo Brazzo, Corey Davidson, Simon Johnson, Tim Kelly, Judy Malenick, Steve Oliver, Trevor Pekus, Michael Meyer, Alexandra Sabo, Lori Schlitter, Joan Searle, Paige Susty, Cherie Susty, Bonnie Vanver, and Lyda Woods. Prologue. Stephen. I never wanted a daughter, or a son, for that matter. It wasn't that I didn't want children. I really hadn't thought about it one way or the other. Then, before I knew it, I found myself the father of two girls. I adore them both, but the youngest one, Julia, challenged our authority every day of her young life. In the fall of the year she turned 14 years old, everything spun completely out of control. When I looked back at that time years later, I saw the whole affair in a different light, like discovering missed innuendos in the second reading of a favorite book. Some matters that seemed important then looked trivial in retrospect, and small concerns transformed into issues of lasting consequence. Personal biases revealed themselves, and distortions clarified when examined from the other's point of view. That's how it happened for me and Julia, when she finally agreed to talk about it. Chapter 1. A House in the Country. Julia.
Anger. A simmering pot with a heavy lid on a glowing red burner on a white stove. Then the simmer becomes a boil, and the lid lifts up, hovers over the pan, drops down on it, and rises again, over and over. It doesn't stop until the anger is boiled away.
Julia exited barefoot from the passenger side of an aged blue sedan, where it idled at the bottom of the long driveway. She pushed the door shut, but it bounced back open. She slammed it hard, and it caught. Without a sign or a word to the driver, she started up the gravel road, wincing at the stones that stabbed the soles of her feet. She stopped after a few steps and wiggled into the high-heeled shoes she carried. Her ride backed away down the narrow lane. The low rumble of a poorly muffled V8 faded, and a light wind dispersed the black smoke tracer that followed the car to the turnaround. When the car gained the edge of the blacktop, tires squealed a high note that declared the intensity of the driver's displeasure, and he was gone. Julia wobbled up the driveway on the toes of her shoes, looking for activity at the house. A terrier ran down to her, jumping around her feet and wagging its tail. She stooped to pet the ball of bouncing black fur.
Hi, Benji.
Benjamin stood on his hind legs and licked her face. She smiled at the puppy, picked him up to pet his head, then set him back down. She straightened up and continued her progress up the hill with the dog following her. Her scowl returned, muddled with the remains of day-old makeup. She wore a rumpled dress, and wisps of uncombed hair fluttered in a soft breeze. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. Mary turned from a sink full of dishes at the squeak and groan of the screen door. She dropped the sponge and grabbed a hand towel as the door banged shut.
Julia, where have you been?
Leave me alone.
Julia started through the kitchen in the direction of her bedroom. She didn't look at Mary.
I want to know where you've been for 2 days. We've been worried sick about you.
Julia pushed past Mary.
It's none of your business. I'm going to my room. Don't follow me.
Mary grabbed Julia's shoulder.
Stop right there.
Julia shook her off.
Don't touch me.
Julia kept walking. Mary followed Julia into the hall and spoke to her, retreating back.
Don't talk to me like that, and don't walk away. What are you doing? You're scaring us. Nobody knew where you were. We called your friends.
Julia stopped and turned to face Mary.
Jesus Christ.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?